Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
An African-American woman in Fort Worth, Texas, called local police to report that someone had assaulted her 7-year-old son for littering. A white police officer arrived at the scene, but the situation quickly escalated, and the officer pinned Jacqueline Craig to the ground, arrested her and two of her children. Craig's cousin posted a video of the incident to Facebook.
We are on live. Don't grab her.
The incident took place on Wednesday. Today, Craig is calling for justice. Here she is on CNN.
I had faith in the system at that point, which I don't anymore. So I'm just at a loss for words because I wouldn't have expected what happened to happen.
The officer has not been officially identified, but the Fort Worth Police Department says he has been placed on restrictive duty. For more now, let's turn to Lee Williams. He's managing editor for news at the Star-Telegram in Fort Worth. And Lee, what do we specifically know about what happened?
Well, really all we know right now is what we've seen on the video, and the police were called, and the police officer and the mom started having a discussion. And I think this is what is really important in this, is that, and you can hear this clearly on the video, and it's at one point the police officer asked the mom, "Why don't you teach your son not to litter?" And the mom responded, "He can't prove to me that my son littered, but it doesn't matter if he did or didn't. It doesn't give him the right to put his hands on him." And then the officer responded, "Why not?" And I think that is a very important part of this story, because it just kind of set everything into motion after that. That's when it really escalated, when he responded, "Why not?" And to me, that's the big question, is why would a police officer respond like that in that situation?
And what are the Fort Worth police or the police department saying then?
Well, I mean, right now they're essentially saying, we are investigating this, we're aware of the situation, and an attorney who represents police officers, including the one in question here, has already said, please do not rush to judgment. There's a lot more to this that is probably not seen on the video.
Right. So, in fact, we're seeing that the lawyer has said, it is shameful that there's an immediate rush to judgment that my client is a racist cop simply because of the color of his skin. So, I mean, is that what people in Fort Worth, has race become the dominant issue here in this incident?
Well, I think it certainly has moved that direction. And again, I think it's more of a situation of a police officer exercising his authority and his power against African Americans in a situation that did not need to escalate to the level it did. I think anyone who watches the video says this appears to be completely unnecessary. So I think that's where a lot of people are saying racism comes into play. We have been very careful not to say that. We say that there are people who have drawn that conclusion. It's just different. It's something that haven't seen anything like this here in a long time.
And so, I mean, this is coming at a time where it was just in July where there was that terrible killing of 5 police officers in Dallas.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit more about community policing, that Fort Worth stepped up its efforts to do community policing after that.
Well, yeah. After that incident in Dallas, Fort Worth doubled up on patrol as a safety measure and had 2 people riding all the time. And one of the reasons an expert told us that is good is that if there's a situation that becomes volatile, that one officer can talk down the other one and say, hey, how is the best way to handle this? Well, now it's voluntary for officers to ride in pairs, and in this situation, this officer was acting alone and had no one to talk to and was making the decision himself. So I think that's kind of one of the things that is interesting about this case.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess we'll have to wait and see, but you have to wonder why any police officer would think it's okay to tell a mother that someone else could touch their child against her will. I mean, we'll have to wait and see about...
Right. And the other thing is that part of the case is almost lost in this. So to me, it's almost like there are 2 stories here. It's like, well, so what happens with that case? I'm assuming that the information will be presented to a grand jury here, or at least the district attorney's office, and they will make the decision on where to pursue charges against the man who is accused of telling this kid to quit littering and, you know, allegedly touching him. So we'll just kind of have to see on that.
Well, Lee Williams is managing editor for news at the Star-Telegram in Fort Worth, Texas. Mr. Williams, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Neil. Have a happy holiday.